What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Dear people of God, as we are gathered here on the 29th Sunday of the ordinary time, the theme of the three readings very vividly, clearly marked as persevering in prayer. Persevering in prayer means not making God tired of our prayer. It is a constant attempt to make God to understand, this is what I want. This is what I plead for. This is what I pray. Give me God. There were two ladies planted olive trees. And both were praying for the olive trees. One prayed, Lord, give the olive trees good rain, sunshine, and a sturdy tree that it may have lot of frost around. After all her prayers, the tree died. Then the another lady who prayed also, but her tree was growing, blossoming, and blooming. The person asked, what did you do? She said, I did not do anything. I just prayed like this. I told God, Lord, you are the creator of the trees. You alone know all that this tree needs and give what is best for this tree. And the tree grew up. Now, if you look at the first reading, a reading that gives us a model for intercessory prayer. Amalekites have surrounded the people of Israel. And people of Israel goes to Moses when he was in prayer. And he says to Joshua, go now and fight. And he goes and takes the battle and wins the battle as Moses was incessantly praying. Now, sometimes we wonder why I should be praying. One little boy asked another boy, do you pray before you eat? No, I don't need to. Why? He said, my mother is a good cook. So, now, if you think that if something is disastrous going to happen, only then you have to pray. That is a disastrous prayer, actually. We have to pray whether it is going to be good or bad. Rainy or sunny? Or am I going to be blessed or not? A prayer must be like a breathing. I need to just to pray. Not just for needs. Not just to get something. But to communicate with God. Reporting back to God. Acknowledging to God. Have an appointment with God every day. Don't change times. That time must be for God. That appointment must be not be compromised. That time cannot be given to any person. This is an appointment time I have with my God. and you have it. If you don't have it, then your prayer life is shambling. This is where we really need to really look at times our prayers could be exciting and uplifting for some people. For some, prayer may be burdensome, boring. Oh my God, again we have to pray. Again this is Sunday. Again we have to come for this. It can happen to anyone like that. So holding up ourselves to God is prayer. It is holding on. You hold on. No matter what happens. And you hold on. That is what St. Paul is telling Timothy. Hold on, my brother. No matter time is favorable or unfavorable, hold on. Preach the word of God. And be persistent. This is a word that is used in all three readings. And if you look at the gospel, around 25 times prayer is used, whether for Jesus or for someone. And if you really look at if a prayer that is very important for us, that we forget most of the time and make it as a routine or as a ritual. One man went and asked, what is the worst sin in the world? He said, it is not alone the stealing and cheating, but not praying to God is the worst sin a Christian can do. So if you are a believer and you do not have time to pray, I think you already have a disconnect with God. And therefore, that's why we have to be really ask God, whenever God determines to do great work, God first sets God's people to pray, tells Charles Spurgeon. And in our life too, God wants to do something great. God did something great in the people of Israel while Moses was lifting the hand towards them. Who is lifting hands and hearts for you in prayer? While you are on an interview, while you are working, while you are on a journey, while you are going for something very precious, very important thing you are doing in your life, who is lifting the prayer for you? If not you, then who else? And that is where we need to learn from the gospel today. Let's learn from this widow. Widow was not giving up. She knew this man is not going to give me because he doesn't care. He doesn't care about people or God. But I am going to go to him until he goes to go look at me. He is going to just spend time for me. He is going to give me what I ask for. And that is exactly what prayer is all about. It is not one time I pray and say, I did not get it. I can't get it. Some people say, I asked one time, I got it. Good for them. For some of us, we may have to ask umpteen times, repeatedly, until we get. Ask, you will be given. Knock, door will be open. Seek, you will find. And therefore, you really look at the readings very clearly. It says, Lord, I will not let you go until you give me. That is the persistence. That is what this lady did. And this is what God is going to do to all of us. God has vowed to bless us. Because if prayer cannot bring blessings we require, the prayer cannot bring the protection we need, what else can give? What else can give us that protection? Look at the protection for people of Israel came from the prayer of Moses. The commitment of Titus brought a blessing to the community. And this lady's persistence and her perseverance brought what she intended to get it. And God will do anything for us. I promise you, God will see justice done to the poor and done speedily. You and I are those poor. We need not hesitate to ask, how is your prayer life? How is your personal prayer life? Are you really serious about your personal prayer life? What are you doing with your personal prayer life? A spiritual maturity. And that is what is going to reward you one day. That is what going to make you a better person one day. That is what going to make you to be a person that you want to reach somewhere. Without prayer, we will be nowhere. That is why the gospel ends like this. When Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Will God find faith in us when prayer is totally absent? Some of us do not even pray because we don't have a need to pray. There is no need to pray. That is why, you know, prayer must become a real and regular endeavor. I need to talk to God. Make it a real attempt, and that will really make you. That's why someone told like this, to talk with God, no breath is lost. Talk on. To walk with God, no strength is lost. Walk on. To wait on God, no time is lost. Wait on to God. May the Lord kindly bless you. Take your personal prayer seriously, that you may be able to pray so that what you intend to get, you get it by the power of prayer. May the Lord bless you and give you that strength that you may be able to come closer to Him and be blessed. Amen.